I'll sing one song. All of you, please repeat it after me. भजहुं रे मन श्री नंद नंदन अभय चरण रविंद रे जन्म सत्संगे दुर्लभ मानव दुर्लभ मानव जन्म सत्संगे तपत बरीषण ए दिन जामिनी जागी रे
Yeah. Thank you.
आद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद्भजनारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री श्रीमद शील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन मथुर धाम की जय। मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय। देवकी नंदनाय च। नंद गोप कुमाराय। गोविंदाय ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया। चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमो विष्णुपादाय। कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले। श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे। गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे। निर्विशेष शून्यवादी। पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद। श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So, we would like to welcome all the devotees assembled here to our this session. Basically, we are starting this new program from 10:30 to 12 o'clock, the timing of this program. And every Sunday, we will be holding this class. So, as we have discussed earlier, we are going to do alternate weeks, different sessions. So, 1 week we'll discuss about the various qualities, Vaishnava qualities, and then alternate week we'll discuss about the philosophy. In the philosophy, what topic we are going to discuss? EBG, Essence of Bhagavad Gita. Essence of Bhagavad Gita. So, we'll start with the spiritual scientist book. Spiritual scientist book. And we request all the devotees to try to attend the program regularly. So, everyone who is attending the program, he must, should have the Essence of Bhagavad Gita book. So, next Sunday, we are planning to have this class. And we will have first chapter of Essence of Bhagavad Gita, Spiritual Scientist book, Introduction to Bhagavad Gita. Everyone must come prepared. Read before coming in the class, and then we can discuss in the class. Nobody should come blank. So everybody must read. How many of you have taken the book? Please raise hand. Okay. So those who have not taken, you all are requested. Please take the book and read it before coming in the class, so that we can have a very nice healthy discussion. Also, there is quiz questions at the end of each chapter, the same Bhagavad Gita book. So those questions are very important, vital, because what happens, we read so much but we understand very less. So, if we answer the questions, then our understanding becomes very firm, strong understanding. Then it's not only you have read, but you can even explain to others if you have answered the questions. So, therefore, we will try to answer also the questions. So, with each book, there is a workbook available. So, each book has a workbook with it. And we, in that there are questions, answers you can write in the space given in the book. So, 1 week we'll have class and then we'll have question answer. Okay? 1 week we'll solve the question answer. Is it okay? Yes. With everybody?
Yes.
Okay. So, alternate week this. So, today we are discussing the VMML. This VMML, this today's topic, Vaishnava mood, mission and lifestyle. So this one VMML, and then alternate week there will be philosophy. Okay, so VMML, philosophy, then VMML, philosophy, like that will go. Okay, so today one of the Vaishnava behavior we are going to discuss, that is, you can read,
politeness.
Polite in behavior. So, what is politeness? First of all, we have to think. First session is thinking. All of you have to think. What is politeness? Politeness ko Hindi mein bolte hain, mridulta. मृदुल, नम्रता तो ह्यूमिलिटी, पोलाइटनेस मीन्स मृदुलता, मधुरता हमारे स्वभाव में मधुर होना चाहिए, है कि नहीं। सो लाइक यू सी पोलाइटनेस वन ऑफ द क्वालिटी, एनी एनिमल, द एनिमल विच इज वेरी पोलाइट, कैन यू पोलाइट एनिमल है, पोलाइट एनिमल एवरीबडी नोज, हाँ काउ, सो पोलाइट, सो जेंटल, इफ काउ इज देयर यू विल नॉट फील एनी, यू नो इवन यू आर डिस्टर्ब, इफ यू सी ए काउ यू बिकम काम एंड पीसफुल। सो हियर डेफिनेशन इज गिवेन, बीइंग, व्हाट इज पोलाइटनेस, पोलाइटनेस इज बीइंग वेल मैनर्ड इन स्पीच एंड एक्शन टुवर्ड्स ऑल, स्पेशली एल्डर्स। सो वी हैव टू बी वेल मैनर्ड, व्हाट इज वेल मैनर्ड वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस इन डिटेल, इन बोथ टू थिंग्स, वन इज स्पीच स्पीकिंग एंड अनदर इज एक्शन। सो नॉट द ओनली एक्शन आई एम पोलाइट, बट नॉट इन स्पीच, लाइक यू नो आई सॉ वन डिवोटी, वन पर्सन केम, हिज ब्रदर केम टू टेम्पल, ही वॉन्टेड टू ज्वाइन फुल टाइम ब्रह्मचारी, सो ही केम टू टेक हिज ब्रदर, ही केम टू टेक हिज ब्रदर, इट वॉज 31st December, एंड ही केम यू नो सो पोलाइटली एक्शन, प्रभु जी अ स्माइलिंग फेस एंड बिहेवियर, सो पोलाइट, प्रभु जी मेरे भाई को वापस दे दीजिए, स्माइलिंग, आई सेड यू टेक यू, देन हिज ब्रदर वॉज नॉट गुड एंड ही वॉज स्माइलिंग बट हिज एक्शन वॉज इम्पोलाइट, फोर्सिबली ही वॉज कैरिंग हिज ब्रदर, ड्रैगिंग हिम, इज दैट हिज एक्शन वॉज नॉट पोलाइट बट वॉइस वॉज अपियरिंग पोलाइट, अंडरस्टैंड। सो बोथ स्पीच एज वेल एज एक्शन शुड बी पोलाइट, अंडरस्टैंड। प्रभु जी स्पीच इज पोलाइट बट एक्शन इम्पोलाइट, सो बोथ शुड बी पोलाइट, देन इट कॉल्स दैट, देन यू विल बी हैविंग दिस क्वालिटी ऑफ पोलाइटनेस, एंड टू हुम, टू एवरीबॉडी, विदर इज जूनियर equal or senior, with everybody we have to be polite, it's not that with juniors we should not be polite, only seniors we should be polite, when Maharaj comes then polite, but when some junior is coming then we become angry, impolite, no. So speech, so we'll discuss in, and everybody we have to, but especially if you cannot be with everybody, at least we should be polite with elders, seniors, those who are elderly people in age. So this is one of the very important quality of a Vaishnava. We have been seeing that devotees, although they have been in Krishna consciousness for so many years, they have not been able to develop this quality of politeness. Very rude in their behavior. They have read so many Prabhupada books, and they have heard so many lectures, but when they talk, nobody can guess that he is a devotee. You have to try hard to find out that he is a devotee. He is wearing sikha, kanthimala also, tilak also, kanthimala also, dhoti kurta, very good. But if you hear his speech, he will become completely mad. And such people simply bring the bad name for the society. When you wear dhoti kurta, when we wear tilak, when we wear kanthi mala, we have japamala, people expect. What they expect? That you will be very polite in your behavior. A devotee should be very polite even to the rikshawalas. Isn't it? Polite. But firm. It is, we have to be firm, but we have to be polite. And politeness is such a quality which can attract the attention of everybody. You can attract the heart of a person if you are simply polite. So they are very, very important quality to develop. And we cannot just remain Vaishnava externally. Without developing these qualities, although we are externally appearing to be a Vaishnava, but we cannot be called Vaishnava because people doesn't see the qualities. Vaishnava is not by birth or by wearing some dress. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing, Amar nitai milena, gaur milena, saragai makhile tila gaur milena. So he is writing that you will not be able to attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, you will not attain Lord Nityananda. Even if you paste the tilak all over your body, whole body if you paste with Gopichandra, you still will not be able to attain Krishna, Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. Because simply pasting tilak is not Vaishnavism. Simply wearing dhati kurta is not Vaishnavism. We have to become Vaishnava in the heart. And it should appear through our word and our action. External appearance, whatever we are in the heart, should appear in our speech and in our action. To everybody, to all living entities. And then you'll be able to avoid the offenses, 10 offenses. People say, oh Prabhuji, how does it relate politeness to the chanting holy name? And polite hone kya zarurat hai, kahan likha hai shastra mein polite hone? And 10 aparadh mein to nahi hai. Prabhupada to bole the ki 10 aparadh karo, chhod do, 10 aparadh nahi karna hai aur jap karo. Bas isme to politeness nahi hai 10 aparadh mein. Kahan politeness likha hai? I should be polite. Where it is written, politeness? Yeah. So it is mentioned, the first offense is, what is first offense? To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. So if you speak harshly, if your speech is not polite, you will blaspheme. You are offending a Vaishnava, isn't it? If you offend a Vaishnava, what will happen? We will not get taste for chanting Hare Krishna. So it's how we speak, how we act, you know, that determines whether we are committing offenses or not. So very important to learn. Like many people, they doesn't know how to speak. Senior ke samne ja ke kaise baat karni hai. We have to learn that quality. Otherwise we cannot some people say, no, this is my nature. Prabhuji, ये तो मैं ऐसे ही बोलता हूँ, मेरे नेचर ही है, मेरा हृदय गंदा नहीं है, मेरा नेचर ही ऐसा है प्रभु जी. देखिए मेरा नेचर ही थोड़ा कड़वा है, क्या करूँ. यस, योर नेचर मे बी, दैट्स व्हाई यू आर हियर इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, टू चेंज योर नेचर. देन माय नेचर इज टू डू इलिसिट सेक्स प्रभु जी. This is my nature, what can I do? No, you have to change that. You have to change your bad nature. That's why we are here. To change our bad behavior, bad qualities, change from bad to good. We have to come to the platform of goodness. Then only we can practice Krishna consciousness. So, we have, if our nature is in the mode of passion, and in the mode of ignorance, then we have to introspect and then we have to come to the platform of goodness. And these are the qualities which we are going to discuss. This brings us to the platform of goodness, from where we can practice Krishna consciousness very nicely. Till the time we are in mode of ignorance and mode of passion, it's very difficult to get the taste of Krishna consciousness. And even if you get it, very difficult to sustain it, maintain it, the taste. Very soon we lose the taste. Therefore, it's very, very important. We cannot say that this is my nature, Prabhuji. Heart to mera bahut acha hai, par awaaz thodi kadvi hai. We have to change the nature. It is said that satyam bruyat, priyam bruyat, satyam apriyam na bruyat. Truth bolna hai and we have to speak politely. Jaise kisi ko bol diye, some blind person comes in, are andha kahan ja raha hai? You are speaking truth only, isn't it? वो अंधा है, वास्तव में अंधा है, पर कैसे लगेगा उसको? Yes, अप्रियम. Therefore, सत्यम अप्रियम न ब्रुयात. अगर सत्य अप्रिय है तो नहीं बोलना है. ऐसे सत्य को भी ऐसे बोलना है ताकि अप्रिय नहीं लगे. This is a Vaishnav. So, yes, he is blind, but he cannot say that, oh blind man, come here. No? That is not the way. अरे लंगड़ा इधर आ जा. सही है, वो लंगड़ा है, बट हाउ विल ही फील इफ यू से लाइक दैट? यू अंडरस्टैंड? सो देयरफॉर पोलाइटनेस इन स्पीच एंड पोलाइटनेस इन एक्शन इज वेरी वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. एंड देन ऑल, इवन इन प्रीचिंग, इफ यू आर नॉट पोलाइट, वी कैन नॉट प्रीच. यू कैन नॉट प्रीच बिकॉज पीपुल सी नॉट व्हाट यू स्पीक, but how you speak and how you act, your action and your behavior. You may be speaking on Bhagavad Gita class, giving wonderful lecture, but you bahar jaake bola, are sala kya kar raha hai? Sara aapka Bhagavad Gita ek hi baar mein khatam. Ek word aapka kya ho gaya? Aapka sara impression finish kar diya. I have heard devotees speaking these words. What to speak of devotees? Even brahmacharis speak such words. Because they have not been trained in developing, cultivating such wonderful qualities, the Vaishnava qualities, Vaishnava mood, Vaishnava mission, Vaishnava lifestyle. So then how are we different from other people? मेरा मन बहुत शुद्ध है प्रभु जी, पर थोड़ा बाहर से कड़वा बोलता हूं, वो अलग बात है. मन बहुत शुद्ध है, आप मेरा हृदय नहीं देख सकते. हृदय बहुत अच्छा है मेरा. यस, ये वही बात होगी जैसे प्रभु जी मन में खा लिया ना, मेरा मन में खा लिया सब, बाहर खाने की क्या जरूरत है? भूख लगे तो मन में खा लीजिए, मन बहुत अच्छा है. No, you have to speak, you have to express yourself. The, according to your heart only we have to express ourselves. If our heart is nice, then our expression also should be nice. People doesn't see your heart. Because to understand the heart of a person, suppose I have to understand your heart. It requires lot of time to spend with you to understand your heart, isn't it? And everybody may not have that much time. So suppose, therefore, only 2-3 people will be able to understand your heart. And what impressions all other people will carry? That you are a nonsense, wrong person, simply speaking and no behavior. So we have to even according to the, more we get purified, our heart, our mind, our intelligence, our senses and soul, all are in one alignment. Yani ki heart bahut acha hai aur speech bhi bahut kharab hai. Nahi, both should be in alignment. Speech also should be nice, heart also should be nice, action should also be nice, all in one line, aligned completely, aligned. Vyavsayatmika buddhi, ekeha kuru nandana. Yani ki पैर इधर जा रहा है और हाथ इधर जा रहा है. ऐसे नहीं होना चाहिए। सो देट एवरी थिंग शुड बी वेल अलाइन्ड अकॉर्डिंग टू योर हार्ट। इफ माई हार्ट इज प्योर देन माई एक्शन ऑल्सो शुड बी प्योर, माई बिहेवियर ऑल्सो शुड बी प्योर। सो लेट अस प्रोसीड पोलाइटनेस। सो दिस एट सेवन थिंग्स वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस इन दिस। ओके, यू ऑल कैन नोट डाउन वन वर्ड यू कैन रिमेंबर, टू डाई, टू डाई, टी यू डबल डी ए आई एच। ओके, इन पोलाइटनेस वी आर गोइंग टू डा, टू डाई। ओके, नाउ टी मीन्स थिंग, फर्स्ट यू हैव टू थिंक पोलाइटनेस, देन अंडरस्टैंड वॉट इज पोलाइटनेस। डू नॉट डू समथिंग वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस विच वी शुड नॉट वी हैव डू नॉट डू। देन डिस्कवर, अप्लाई इन योर लाइफ, अप्लाई इन द डिवोटी सर्कल, एंड देन देर विल बी होमवर्क फॉर ऑल ऑफ यू। ओके, सो लेट अस स्टार्ट विथ थिंग, वॉट इज पोलाइटनेस। ऑलरेडी वी हैव डिस्कस्ड दैट पोलाइटनेस इज बींग वेल मैनर्ड इन स्पीच एंड एक्शन टू ऑल, स्पेशली एल्डर्स। सो दिस इज पोलाइटनेस। नाउ पोलाइटनेस इज ऑफ टू काइंड्स, पोलाइटनेस इन स्पीच एंड पोलाइटनेस इन एक्शन। देन हु इज ए पोलाइट चाइल्ड, थिंक हु इज ए पोलाइट चाइल्ड, वॉट इज द सिम्पटम ऑफ ए चाइल्ड। वी ऑल आर चाइल्ड, इजंट इट? वॉट इज द सिम्पटम ऑफ ए पर्सन हु इज पोलाइट? सो हियर इट इज मेंशन फर्स्ट पॉइंट इन दैट हु इज ए पोलाइट, दैट सेज एवरीथिंग इन ए प्लीजिंग मैनर एंड इज चेयरफुल एंड हेल्पफुल। तो थ्री थिंग्स हियर, हियर वन इज प्लीजिंग मैनर, चेयरफुल एंड हेल्पफुल। दिस थ्री क्वालिटीज शुड बी देयर। इफ इट है, इट इज देयर इन समबडी, देन मीन्स दैट ही इज पोलाइट। डू वी डू दैट? हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू स्पीक इन प्लीजिंग मैनर? यू स्पीक प्लीजिंग मैनर टू मी? नो, व्हेन आई स्पीक टू हिम आई शुड थिंक दैट हाउ शुड आई स्पीक, ही शुड बी प्लीज, नॉट आई शुड बी प्लीज। सो वी शुड स्पीक इन सच ए वे दैट द पर्सन हु इज टू हूम आई एम स्पीकिंग, दैट पर्सन शुड बी प्लीज्ड बाई हियरिंग माई वर्ड्स, बाई हियरिंग माई वॉइस। ही शुड फील टू लिसन मी, ही शुड लाइक टू लिसन माई वर्ड्स। So that is called pleasing manner. We'll discuss how to do this, we are going to discuss. Okay? So says everything in a pleasing manner, and also not only pleasing manner, he's cheerful. Cheerful means happy, blissful. Not udasi se baitha hua hai. Chehra dekhte hai kisi kisi ka chehra, nam dal pada hua hai. Nahin, cheerful. जब मिलते हैं तो क्या करते हैं? चेयरफुल मिलते हैं। अरे प्रभु जी, देखते हैं एकदम चेयरफुल, चेहरा खिल जाए, ऐसा होना चाहिए। तो देखते ही, जैसे आप लोग आते हो संडे को, एक दूसरे को देखते ही चेहरा जो है खिलना चाहिए, ठीक है? नहीं, दैट इज पोलाइटनेस एंड देयरफॉर हेल्पफुल। प्रभु जी, कैन आई सर्व यू एनी वे? सर्विंग एट सर्विस एटीट्यूड, सर्विस टू द डिवोटीज, हेल्पफुल, एनी डिवोटी इज नीडिंग एनी हेल्प इमीडिएट, दिस इज पोलाइटनेस। And then, never shouts or gets upset over little things, small small things, doesn't matter. If somebody does some mistake, no, doesn't shout usually for small things. Like many devotees, we see that they feel disturbed on the small small issues. Like somebody by mistake if takes somebody's luggage, समथिंग एंड ही बिकम्स सो एंग्री। किसी का चप्पल कोई पहन के चला गया और वापस आया तो देखा तो अरे इतना गुस्सा हो गया उसको ऊपर। ओके, इफ इट इज वेरी वेरी, चप्पल नहीं पहनोगे तो मर थोड़े ना जाएंगे आप, यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू डाई विदाउट स्लीपर। यू शुड नॉट बिकम सो एंग्री फॉर स्मॉल स्मॉल थिंग्स। देन कोई पेन ले लिया तो बहुत एंग्री हो गए, या कोई चाबी छोड़ के चला गया, ले के चला गया तो एंग्री हो गए। No. It's not the politeness. Politeness means controlling our anger. We should not shout or get upset over a small things. Okay? So this is the politeness, another quality. And then, who is a polite child? He is always smiling. Always smiling. So you also have to smile. So that when a person is cheerful, smiling, people like to be around him, isn't it? You like to be with people who are saddest people. No, who would like to be saddest? Always negative talk. Nobody would like to be. So we should always. Oh, what is the called smiling, fun to be with and loved by all? Who will be loved by all? Who is loved by all?
Who loves to
other? Who loves to other, who glorifies other, who sees good qualities in other. If I see good qualities in each and every devotee, then I will be loved. If I simply find fault, then who will love me? Fault is there in everybody. But then a devotee doesn't see fault and therefore he is loved by everybody. So therefore this is another quality. Okay, you all are noting down, na? So everybody should come prepared with some notes, notebook. Important point we should note down. Anyway, you can take lecture. How does a polite child act, polite devotee act? उसका एक्शन क्या होता है, कैसे एक्ट करता है? सो नाउ वी हैव डिस्कस थिंक, फर्स्ट वी हैव थॉट व्हाट इज पोलाइटनेस, देन वी डिस्कस पोलाइटनेस ऑफ टू काइंड, हु इज अ पोलाइट चाइल्ड, वी हैव थॉट दैट द वन हु इज ऑलवेज हुज बिहेवियर इज प्लीजिंग, चीयरफुल, हेल्पफुल, स्पीक्स इन अ प्लीजिंग मैनर, एक्ट्स इन अ प्लीजिंग मैनर, नेवर शाउट्स और गेट्स अपसेट ऑन स्मॉल थिंग्स, एंड ऑल्सो ही इज लव्ड बाई एवरीबॉडी. सो सच डिवोटीज, such devotees are called polite, very pleasing, well-mannered. The word in the definition well-mannered means having this quality, that is well-mannered. How does a polite devotee act? He is considerate towards others. This is a very important point. A devotee who is polite, he is considerate not about himself but towards others. Usually in this material world, everybody is considerate about themselves. What pleases me? What I like, everybody should do. That is the general behavior. But here you see, it is mentioned that a devotee who is a polite devotee, he is considerate towards others, helpful, and does things in a pleasing manner. So three things, considerate towards others. He doesn't think everything on through his likings. No. Like suppose I give a very simple example. Suppose some devotee, somebody's phone comes, you are sitting in the class. So I see some devotee immediately gets up in the class and goes out. Means that he is not considerate about others. He is simply considerate about himself. So many people will get disturbed, he should think, isn't it? If I get up, how many people's attention will get diverted? So this is not polite behavior. Suddenly he will speak something to disturb everybody, not considerate. So therefore this is not the politeness. So a devotee, he is considerate towards others, he is helpful in nature and does everything so that in such a way that it should be pleasing. So this is a practice, constant practice. So this is the to think. Then to understand, let us understand. What to understand? Why should you be polite? Why I should be polite? Why you are taking this class? What is the benefit will I get? So here it is mentioned that there is a law of life. What is the law? Do others do to others as you want them to behave with you. You want somebody to behave with you politely, then according to the laws of nature, you have to behave first with them politely. If you behave rudely, harshly, then they cannot behave with you politely. Therefore, you see many devotees is, Prabhuji, what is the quality this devotee has? Everybody is attracted towards him. And they are not looking towards me. Everybody is going behind him. He is loved by him. I don't know what is quality. And people develop enviousness. So therefore, rather than developing enviousness, we should learn that what quality this fellow has. And we should try to cultivate those qualities. Like some devotees are here also sitting. Many devotees love him. Very much. And they become leader. Not because they know how to control people, but they know how to love people. Because of their loving and caring attitude, because their politeness, they attract the heart of other devotees. Because of their respect, nature of respecting others, they get the attention of other devotees, they develop relationship. So therefore, if you want everybody to love you, then we have to love everybody. Then only everybody will love us. It's a law. You cannot force somebody to love. So these are the very important points. And then, would you like it if anyone was rude to you? How many of you would like if somebody is rude, very harsh at you? Who would like? Raise hand. Ashwini Prabhu would like. No. No? You will not like? Nobody likes, isn't it? Nobody likes. So, similarly, if I don't like, then we should understand that other person will also not like if I become rude to him. Like sometimes in services, people become very rude. Like prasadam service. Kisi se galti hua, tura ja ke pakad khich liya. Karna nahi aata tujhe? Pata nahi kahan se aaya hai? कौन तुझे पढ़ाता है? प्रभुपाद की किताब नहीं पढ़ी क्या? माला लटका लिए? यू सी सच बिहेवियर इट हैपेंस. नो, वी हैव टू वेरी कंसिडरेट. बिकॉज सपोज जस्ट इमेजिन दैट इफ समबडी एल्स कम्स एंड बिहेव विथ यू इन द सेम मैनर, हाउ विल यू फील? You are doing this to this fellow, but suppose somebody else comes and do the same way to you, the rude behavior to you, how will you feel? So much insulted, isn't it? So this is our attitude. Before speaking anything to anybody, we should think that, how shall I speak? So how I expect others to speak if somebody is speaking to me? Accordingly, I speak to others. So that is mentioned here. Similarly, everyone hates rudeness. Nobody likes rudeness, isn't it? Harshness. If you become somebody harsh, nobody likes. So therefore, nobody likes it. Therefore, we should not become rude, harsh to anybody, because nobody likes it. So why I should do something which nobody likes? Understand? So that is very important. And therefore we should be polite. We should not become rude in our behavior, in our speech, in our action. We should be polite. Because essential principle is that the more polite you are, the more you will be loved. This is the principle. If you are polite, people will love you. If you are rude, nobody will love you. People will go away from the very distance itself. अरे इसके इसका चेहरा देखते ही उधर घुमा लेगा चेहरा. Why? Because he is rude fellow. उसको पता है, अरे इसके पास जाऊंगा तो वैसे ही बोलेगा. कौवा के पास कोई जाना चाहता है? कौवा, crow, Nobody likes to go near crow. Why? काव 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 करने शुरू हो जाएगा. But everybody likes to be with, cuckoo, near cuckoo. People like to go sit below the tree where cuckoo is speaking, very easy. It's so nice to hear, isn't it? Peaceful atmosphere, in between so beautiful sound is coming. And वहीं पे क्रो आएगा तो काव 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 Nobody likes. वहां से जो बैठा भी होगा भाग जाएगा, यानी कहां से आ गया. We should not become like crow. We should become like cuckoo. Very pleasing. So we should become polite to all. Then people will love. Then people will like to come to us and talk to us. Then we have thick relationship. Therefore we should be polite to develop relationship among the devotees. We must be polite to attract the heart of the devotees. We must be polite in our behavior, and we should never speak harshly, rudely to anybody. By doing that, we are simply creating problem for our own self. Now, how to act politely? This we need to understand. Now we have understood that why should I be polite? So you understand? Why should I be polite? Why should you be polite? Who will tell? Who else? Okay, you tell, Sisi Prabhu.
Because everyone likes to be loved by others, and so only way we can be loved by others because we give the respect to others.
Sri Ram Prabhu, you tell.
As I don't want to be, I don't want people to be rude to me. That's why I don't want to be rude to
you. Yeah, very good. I don't like poison, therefore I should not give poison to others, because nobody likes it. Simple, very important. Now we have understand. We should not be polite. We should not be rude, but we should be polite. But how to act politely? The art. So this will discuss. Like there are some few examples here. Who will like to read? You read.
In a crowd, it may seem easier to push and squeeze your way through, but it is good for you and for the people around you if you ask permission and pass through without sticking your elbow into people or stepping on their toes.
Have you experienced this sometimes?
Yes.
When there is crowd, people doesn't care for others. Doesn't care for others. Oh, juta pahna hai to kisi ko marega juta hai. जूता से ऐसा करके लेके किसी का पैर टूट रहा है, किसी का कुछ हो रहा है, एंड ही डजेंट केयर फॉर अदर्स. हमारे इन आवर वैष्णव एटिकेट, व्हाट इज द एटिकेट, हाउ वी शुड गो? आस्क परमिशन. प्रभु जी, कैन आई गो? कैन आई गो? एंड देन इफ ही गिव्स स्पेस, देन यू कैन थैंक यू वेरी मच प्रभु. नॉट दैट जबरदस्ती हटा दिया, हट जा. You have seen some devotee also does like that. I have seen. Seen the devotees doing like that. वो बैठा है, उसको केयर नहीं किया, उसके आगे जाके बैठ गए. नो, इफ यू आर कमिंग लेट देन यू डोंट डिस्टर्ब अदर्स. दिस इज पोलाइटनेस, वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट. सो दिस इज ए केस वेयर वी कैन एक्ट पोलाइटली बाय आस्किंग परमिशन and by the without disturbing others. Next, who will read, like to read? Yeah, master.
In a classroom, when the teacher asks your friend a question, if you can keep quiet and give him or her a chance to answer, it shows politeness to your friend and respect for the teacher.
So sometimes it's very difficult to control. I know the answer, but teacher is not asking me. Why is asking him? So people who are not polite, they will raise hand. Before that fellow answers, you are answering them. No, we should wait. We should wait. The fellow, the friend which has been asked, let him reply. If he is not able to reply when teacher asks us, then we can reply. This is called showing the respect to our friend. So this table manners while accepting prasadam are also very important. What is table manner? Who would like to read this? Yes, Sudhir Prabhu. Very important point. When you are sitting in the row and therefore something is being passed, then this ko kya lena hai, dusre ko dena hai pehle, pass karte jaye. Then nobody, then the servers need not have to go and give everybody, isn't it? He will stand one place. So nobody has to move, just bagal wale ko, and in this way he will be able to show respect also, isn't it? There is a culture of respect in that behavior. Very important point. Then? Try to eat without spilling food. बहुत लोगों का ये प्रॉब्लम है. आधा खाते हैं आधा गिराते हैं. हाफ प्लेट प्रसाद इज आउटसाइड द प्लेट बाय द टाइम दे फिनिश. हाफ इनसाइड द स्टोमक, हाफ आउटसाइड द प्लेट. वी आर, दिस मीन्स दैट वी आर नॉट कंसिडरेट. अंडरस्टैंड? वी आर नॉट कंसिडरेट. वाई? बिकॉज सो मच प्रसादम वी आर वेस्टिंग दैट कैन बी टेकन बाई समबडी एल्स. This means we are not considerate, means we are not polite. Although you may think, no, I am not speaking anything harsh. I am just spilling food, na? No harsh behavior, action, speech, no harsh. No, actually we are harming others, somebody else. We are impolite. Another thing is that if you don't spill it, then it will, the place will be remain clean. So therefore other person also can come and take prasad. So these two reasons. Third thing?
Talk less and talk softly at the table. It shows respect for others as most people like quiet while they eat. There should be no talking or some Krishna katha reading during prasad.
Yes, very important point. People, you know, they're like, you have seen the dogs when they eat, there are five, six, some chapatis are lying there and few dogs comes, they eat. वो उसको हैं, उसको आके हटा के और अपना मुंह लगाता है. वो पीछे से आएगा, दूसरा उसका मुंह से छीन लेगा और चिल्लाते हैं एक दूसरे से, भोंकते भी हैं, वाह 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 वाह. No, devotee should not be like that. Devotee, here it is mentioned that while accepting prasadam, we should be quiet. In our prasadam hall, this is the big problem. So much noise goes on here because there is no training. While we are taking prasadam, we should not speak. The speaker jo pad raha hai book, wo bole kitni bar bolta hai, aap logo se request hai ki aap log kripya shanti banaye rakhe. 4-5 times he tells, still people doesn't listen. What is this? What you call this behavior? Impolite behavior. Yes, impolite. We are not considerate towards the others' needs. So while taking prasadam, many people like to be quiet atmosphere, isn't it? Because if you take prasadam with the proper consciousness, quiet and peaceful consciousness, then it will get assimilated. Then our, actually the, we can assimilate the essence of the prasadam. If a noisy atmosphere is there, nobody likes. Therefore serving prasadam is a very, very important item in our Krishna consciousness. Therefore it has been so much stressed that people should, when take prasad, they should feel so nice, calm and peaceful, sitting in a pleasing manner. You serve two items only, but serve with politeness, with proper atmosphere you give them. People doesn't like many items, but they like that how they are being served. So there should be Krishna katha or some Krishna book reading should be going on during the prasadam. So like some of you are from the base. In base also, when we are taking prasadam, somebody should read Krishna book or some class lecture is going on, everybody is concentrating on the hearing, not speaking, like, you know, talking prajalpa. And then last one.
clear up after meals along with elders, it shows helpfulness only.
So clear up after meals. ये नहीं कि प्लेट वहीं पे छोड़ दिया. नो. सो एंड इफ एल्डर्स आर सिटिंग इन द सेम रो देन यू शुड नॉट गेट अप बिफोर. सपोज यू ऑल आर सिटिंग एंड सम सीनियर डिवोटी इज सिटिंग विथ यू. ये नहीं कि आपका खत्म हो गया तो उठ गए. नो. अकॉर्डिंग टू द प्रिंसिपल एटिकेट सेज दैट वी शुड नॉट गेट अप. अदरवाइज यू शुड नॉट सिट विद द सीनियर. And if you are sitting, then we should not get up early. This was our impolite, not considerate behavior. And if emergency case is there, if you have to get up, then I should ask permission. And after taking proper permission, and we should feel bad that I am getting up early. So therefore, we should take permission from the senior, and then we should get up. That makes you polite. So how to act politely? So these are the few examples where we have discussed. Some more examples are there. Do not do. So now we are application part we are discussing. Okay, in various cases we are taking and we are trying to discuss. Do not do. If you want to be polite, then do not do impolite behavior. Some examples are there of impolite behavior. Shouting, yelling, bossing people makes you very unpopular. Shouting at the people, and chastising, shouting, trying to boss over, you udhar jao, udhar jao. No, it's not. See, this is sign of impoliteness. A devotee should not show this finger. Therefore, this finger is out of the japa bead. जब माला करते तो ये finger बाहर होता है ना? क्यों बाहर होता है? This is a sign of ego. This is a sign of ego. False ego. Then, using bad words sound very ugly, while sweet words make others love you. So, bad words if you are using. बैड वर्ड से अरे क्या कर रहा है, चलो उठो, उठ जाओ. नहीं, हाउ टू स्पीक विथ रिस्पेक्ट. द हिंदी लैंग्वेज ऑल्सो इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टू लर्न. कहाँ जाएगा तू, रथ यात्रा में चलेगा क्या? अरे तुझे कुछ भी पता नहीं, कैसे चल चल कैसे नाचते हैं. No, you should ask with respect. कैसे बोलते हैं? Polite behavior is, you should use आप. जाइएगा, ये कर सकते हैं क्या प्रभु जी? आप पहले बैठ जाइए. इस तरह की जो respect का जो sentence होता है वो use करना चाहिए. दिल्ली में बहुत खराब culture है. दिल्ली का language ही impolite है. And more you go towards Haryana side, it becomes more impolite. Once upon a time I went to one family, Haryanvi family, and these people, brother and sister, they were talking, and I thought they are fighting on some serious point. And later on I asked some person, why they are fighting? So they said, no, they are not fighting, they are very intimately loving relationship talk is going on. I said, this is love? Is this love, then what is the fighting? So, it's very difficult. In Delhi also, तेरे तुम्हार तुम बोलो चलो बोलिए चलिए तो है ही नहीं, बोलो करो. Even senior को देखते हैं, senior को बोलते हैं, इधर आओ बताता हूँ तुम्हें. No, this is impolite. आइए आपको समझाता हूँ मैं, इस तरह से. So it's a very important point. Then, words once spoken can never be taken back. If you speak some word, it cannot be taken back. This is the saddest thing about saying cruel things. Have you heard of spilt milk? If milk is spilt, then yeah, then you cannot bring milk back. So if your relationship is broken, if heart is broken, you cannot bring it back. If one word is spoken, you cannot bring the word back again in your mouth. No, haath se chuta hua tir aur muh se nikla hua sentence, shabd wapas nahi aata. Isliye each and every sentence when we speak, we should be very careful. We should not do prajalpa, we should not speak impolitely. So therefore these all are the impolite behavior. What kind of speech of yours displeases others? Do not do if it displeases something. Do not do impolite behavior, do not speak something which displeases others if you want to be polite. Like you can read, speak only what can be spoken at your age. Don't try to become over smart. Everyone likes to hear a child speak like a child. If you are a child, speak like a child. So in front of seniors, in front of our elders, superiors, we should not try to become smart. Even I know I should not try to remain a fool unless my opinion is not asked. Even I know better solution, but I will not speak. Why? Because I have not been asked. This is a polite child. Let elders speak. Suppose in we have the meeting of seniors and I am sitting there. So I may be thinking I have better ideas, but I should not speak. Even it is better idea. I should shut our mouth. Sometimes people might think somebody is giving class, I can give better class than him. No, we should not think. This is impoliteness. At the moment we have this such kind of thought, this such that we are impolite. It's very important. And everyone, never talk in an over smart adult way. Especially never talk to us. Very important. See, we all, if we act like a child, is very safe. Isn't it? If we speak like a child, if we behave like a child. Like a child doesn't mean that, you know, go and put your hand in the fire. No. A child means the behavior, gentle behavior. Gentle behavior. Not that you become fool like a child. No, that is not behavior. So we should bring some goodness from the child. Child, good thing. Children have some very nice qualities. If you see them, they are never like very very cruel. They never show that they are very smart. The small children, they never show they are smart. They look like innocent. So similarly, we should become innocent in front of elders and seniors. So especially never talk to adults impolitely when seniors are there. They are not your equals in age or experience. Therefore, we should be talking like a child, you know, humble. First of all, we have to go in front of the seniors with humility, and then when we have to speak with humility, and till the time we are with the seniors, we have to be very careful. When you are going near senior, you are going in the fire zone. Understand? Immediately you should be sensitive. So senior ke bagal mein jaake, when like somebody is, some senior is sitting and trying to read, and when you go there, or some senior is sleeping, we should not be there. If some senior devotee is sleeping somewhere, we should not be there. You know why? Because we start seeing fault. Yes. Are ye to so rahe hain? No, immediately we should know. No, I cannot. And some senior is, we should not spend much time casually with the senior. If senior is sitting there, I should be with him only till the time it is needed. Not for the hours and hours just sitting casually, talking casually, prajalpa doing. No, only till the time I require his association, I should be with him. If you spend extra time, you start taking him cheaply, then comes the casual behavior, then comes the impolite behavior. Therefore, you see, many people, Prabhupada disciples who were very close to Prabhupada, personal servants, personal secretary, many of them fell down. Why? Because they started taking Prabhupada very cheaply. And they started arguing with Prabhupada, then they start arguing with seniors, then they start challenging the seniors, then they start showing that I am better than you, and therefore what happens? We fall down. So therefore it says, familiarity breeds contempt. You become too familiar with seniors, then also there is danger. So therefore keep some distance of respect. That is very, very important. How to sit? Because if you are going and we are very much conditioned, so we'll do mistake. Like somebody goes and sits in front of senior, spreading his leg like that. And he thinks he is very smart, very nice. I'm so nice. See, Prabhuji is also not speaking anything. Prabhuji also saying, oh, how are you? Very good. Prabhuji will anyway say, but how he will you? But he cannot. He Prabhuji is trying to be polite, but you are not knowing that you are behaving impolitely. So how to behave with the senior? Very important. Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was the personal secretary of Prabhupada for many years. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, even for 5 minutes, he will go to Prabhupada, he will go pay obeisance to Prabhupada, and then when he will come out, after 5 minutes, he will pay obeisance. And every time when he will enter into the room, he will pay obeisance to Prabhupada. And every time when he comes out, Prabhupada will bring towel, then he will bring towel, and then he will give and he will pay obeisance to Prabhupada. Like that. Then Prabhupada said, yes, I am very happy with your behavior, because you should not never take a spiritual master cheaply. You should never treat him cheaply. You should deal with him with respect. So when we are around, you should be very careful, very respectful. Otherwise we will commit offenses and we lose the taste for holy name. So that's what here it mentions, that never talk adults impolitely. Never talk in an over-smart adult way. They are not your equals in age or experience. So therefore, be careful. Boastful talk does not sound nice at all. Boasting. Have you seen somebody boasting? Too much speaking. Philosophy and all other things. No. It makes other people feel small. If you are boasting yourself, somebody, apne muh miyan mithu. सुना है अपने मुंह से अपना ही बड़ाई किए जा रहे हैं एंड अदर पीपल व्हाट डज इट मीन ही इज ट्राइंग टू मेक अदर फील स्मॉल आई एम ग्रेट एंड यू आर स्मॉल सो खजूर अपी उच्चेन खजूर से भी ऊंचा प्रिंसिपल इज दैट त्रिनाद अपी सुनिचेन और ये जो अपने आप को दिखा रहे खजूर से भी ऊंचा हूं मैं दैट इज वेरी डेंजरस देन डिस्कवर डिस्कस डू नॉट डू दीज आर थिंग्स वी शुड नॉट डू नाउ डिस्कवर व्हाट एल्स वी कैन शो आवर पोलाइटनेस सो रीड लिटिल फास्टर कल्याण प्रभु
Mark of low man to use bad speech or even slang language.
Yes.
Every time we open our mouth to talk, we give our listeners a chance to peek into our minds and hearts.
One, we'll discuss one point. Be clean in his speech and you'll be respected. Mm-hmm. It is a mark of low mind to use bad speech or even slang language. If you are using bad speech or slang language, then it shows that we are having bad mind. Then every time we open our mouth to talk, कहते हैं ना कि fool cannot be fool. If you want to recognize a fool, let him speak. Like in my village, my family, there was my cousin brother. So he was Gunga, but very handsome, very smart. But he was having one quality, no? He will wear very nice dress. Very pant shirt, very nice tie, pant shirt. And he was like child also. Although he was 40 year old, but he was like child. And he will wear tie, pant, belt, everything tight. And then very nicely. And one day he was wearing everything very nicely and sitting on a chair and taking newspaper. He doesn't know how to read newspaper, but he was taking newspaper. And he was sitting like that. One person came from some relative came and he saw him and he was so much impressed by his personality. And he asked them who he is. So one person tried to make fun. So he said, we go and talk to him. You ask him only who he is. And then when he went and he spoke to him, then he could come to know that he is a mad fellow. He is mad. So when he spoke, then we can make out that who he is. So whenever you open your mouth, you are opening your heart. Understand? And you are allowing people to enter in your heart. So when we are speaking, if you are speaking harsh, people will immediately come to know kitne pani mein hai aap. So therefore, we should not speak unnecessarily. Otherwise, we are giving our listeners a chance to peep into our minds and hearts. If we have hatred in our hearts, there will come out rough words and unbecoming speech. So therefore, we should control our speech. The word etiquette comes from a French word which first meant little ticket. Etiquette ka matlab hai little ticket. In France, little tickets used to be given to the people who were going to take part in a public ceremony. On each person's ticket, there were directions telling him just what to do during the ceremony. So a ticket came to mean the right way to act when you are with other people. Although etiquette may vary from place to place, everywhere the rules of etiquette answer the same questions as listed below. How should a stranger be introduced? Etiquette means how should strangers be introduced, how should older people be treated, elderly people be treated, what are good table manners, already we have discussed this, how should a person dress for different special occasions, how do you show respect to juniors, equals and elders. So these are the things we have to discover. And then comes apply. Now we have to apply. So cheerfully meeting with politeness and modest speech. Remember PTS. PTS means? Please, thank you and sorry. Use these words. PTS. This is very important. Cheerfully meeting with the devotees. With politeness, modest speech. Modest speech means using the words like please, thank you, sorry. So why should you say please? Who will read? Read? Yes.
None of us can do all that we want by ourselves. We need the help of others all the time. So a nice way to get others' help is to ask with a plea. It makes people happy to help you.
Very important. Is there anybody here who never needs anybody's help? Who is there? Raise hand. Nobody. So we all need help of others, isn't it? So when we need help, we should, there is a nice way to get others help. यानी कह रहे लेके आ जा थोड़ा उधर से लेके आएगा थोड़ा वो लेके आ जाओ वो भी लेके आ जाओ नो शुड नॉट सो वी शुड आस्क प्लीज प्लीज कैन यू हेल्प मी प्लीज Can you help me please? Can you bring that please? कृपया करके आप उस थोड़ा लेके आएंगे क्या? ये नहीं कि आओ ऑर्डर नहीं देना है. You have to request. In the mood of request we have to ask people. Request होना चाहिए, है कि नहीं? Order नहीं देना है. So impolite people they order, but those who are polite they request. They request. They don't order. Understand? then why should you say thank you? Who will read? You will read? Yes. Those who are sleeping, they should read. Yes.
When you do something for someone else, what do you want in return? Certainly you would like to know that other person is happy with you, with your help. So too, when someone helps you, because you would like to know that you know him and like the help they have given. This you can do with a word thank you. This makes others happy if they have helped you and they know that you are grateful for it.
Yes, very important point. So, when we need help of others, and when we get some help, so generally what we think? Dekho, ab tumhara jeevan paar ho jayega. Now you will, because you are serving me, you will get out of the suffering of this material world. Service to the pure devotees is the only perfection of life. You don't know that taking the dust from the lotus feet of a Vaishnava will purify your heart. Rather than saying thank you and feeling grateful for his service, you should try to, so that I am a very great Vaishnava and it is for your benefit that you are doing this service to me. By doing this service you will be delivered from this material miseries, material cycle of birth and death. Tesaham samudharta sansar sagara. तुम मेरा सर्विस करोगे तो तुम्हें संसार सागर से पार कर दूंगा. दीज आर कॉल्ड इम्पोलाइटनेस. नो, यू शुड फील ग्रेटफुल. आई एम नॉट क्वालिफाइड टू गेट सर्विस फ्रॉम एनीबडी. सो थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर व्हाट एवर यू हैव डन हेल्प टू मी. सो थैंक यू वर्ड. मेनी डिवोटी हैज दिस क्वालिटी, दे यूज दिस वर्ड थैंक यू. आई हैव हर्ड थैंक यू. And they say it in such a pleasing manner that the person would like to give more service to him, more help to him. So that using such words, to make others feel that yes, I am grateful for whatever you have done for me. Then that devotee will do more help to you. If you are ungrateful, then nobody would like to help. Then why should you say sorry? Why should you say sorry? Gradually people are reducing.
All of us make mistakes at some
next
time.
Next time people should sit for whole class. Class time is 12, now it's 12:05. So 5 minutes more will discuss, 5-10 minutes. Yes. Please continue till the end. This is also called impolite behavior. We should continue. We should not become. This is tapasya, isn't it? Tapasya. What else tapasya we are doing? This is tapasya. Sitting silently in the class for 2 hours is tapasya. Without sleep. Yes, Prabhu.
All of us make mistakes at some time or the other, in anger or by mistake. We hurt others or make things difficult for them. To let them know that we regret this and want to make up for it, we say sorry. It makes both the person who is hurt and you feel much better.
Yes, very important point. See, most of the time people, they do mistake and they don't agree that I have done mistake. They try to justify that this mistake I have not done. It's somebody else is the cause of the mistake. And therefore, he does the mistake again and again. Best thing is to accept the mistake and then say sorry and I will not try to repeat it again. Everybody does his mistake. Nobody should think that no, I am perfect, I am Paramahansa. Om Vishnupad Paramahansa. My name should be added in the prayers, Paramahansa. No, we all are conditioned soul, we all are trying to get purified. In the process, everybody makes mistake. But unfortunately, people make mistake and they don't feel to say sorry also. That is the mistake. So therefore, a person who is polite, trying to be polite, he uses these words. If you want to be polite, use these words, piteous. Please, thank you, sorry, sorry Prabhu, I did mistake, please forgive me. It's like that. We should ask forgiveness, yes? Prabhu, please. Because if a Vaishnava is displeased, the Vaishnava Prada is the greatest offense. Like yesterday, one devotee was saying sorry Prabhuji. 3-4 times he said sorry for one mistake to me. Yesterday he said 2 times sorry. Today again he said 2 times sorry for the one mistake he committed yesterday. You understand? This is called real feeling of repentance, gratefulness in the heart. Yes? We should feel. He is so sensitive that yesterday he begged a small mistake. Yesterday he begged 2 times sorry, forgiveness, and today again he begs. Because still he has not forgotten that he has done the mistake. He is remembering, he is feeling repentant in the heart, why I did this mistake. And such people very easily perfect their life. Because they are very sensitive to small details, small improvements, they are very careful and they are very fast they advance. So we have to become very careful in each and every detail. Okay? Then in devotee circle there are 24 points, we will go quickly. It's nothing very difficult to understand. Now we'll read. Call everyone as Prabhu or Mataji respectfully in devotee circle. Okay? Like sometimes you see people tell, Sudhir, come. No, Sudhir Prabhu. The respect should be there. Sometimes devotee initiation ho jata hai, to kisi ka naam agar uska Nischint Krishna hai, to usko Nischint Krishna hi bol, Prabhu nahi bolenge. Are Nischint idhar aja. निश्चिंत अगर कृष्ण नहीं है तो निश्चिंत का क्या मतलब है? कृष्ण ही गोल हो जाता है. मेरा नाम सुंदर गोपाल है तो मुझे सुंदर को गोपाल नहीं बोलते हैं, सुंदर इधर आ जा. मैं कहाँ सुंदर हूँ, गोपाल नहीं है तो कौन सा सुंदर. अंडरस्टैंड, दीज ऑल आर इम्पोलाइट बिहेवियर. जब गोपाल ही नहीं है तो सुंदर का सुंदरता कहाँ से आएगी? गोपाल के कारण सुंदरता होगी जो भी होगी, isn't it? So this is all. So we should use Prabhu, His grace. Somebody is initiating His grace. Yeah, we are talking about Him. So His grace, Prabhu, Mataji. Always greet everyone cheerfully with a Hare Krishna. Whenever we meet devotee, we should say Hare Krishna. ये नहीं कि उसको देखा ऐसा मुंह घुमा लिया. No, Hare Krishna Prabhu. कैसे हैं? ठीक हैं? ऐसे पूछना चाहिए, बात करना चाहिए. This will remind everyone of Krishna. What goodbye actually means was, may God be with you. That is goodbye. Goodbye means God be with you. In shortcut they say goodbye. But nowadays people have forgotten. The meaning of goodbye is that may God be with you. But now people doesn't know. At temple and with devotee friends, you can use Hare Krishna while greeting them and departing from them. Then learn to offer panchang pranam to general devotees and ashtang pranam to Lord and great sannyasis. Panchang pranam to other devotees, general devotees, and ashtang pranam to Lord and sannyasis. Among senior devotees, listen more. Speak only when asked for. When you are sitting with senior, then try to listen more and speak less. Only when it is asked to speak. This is a very important point. Then, do not call any of your friends by nicknames to ridicule them. Both nicknames rakh dete hain. Bikka, Sikka, Ekka. Hamare college mein aisa karte the. Sabka koi koi naam. Kisi ka Pendi, kisi ka Lota. These are materialistic tendencies, you know. किसी का नाम होता था पेंदी, किसी का लोटा, किसी का जीटू, किसी का कुछ ऐसे कुछ नाम रखते थे. मेरा भी नाम रख दिया था. सो लाइक दैट दे पुट माय नेम टाइगर. समबडी डिफरेंट नेम दे यूज टू कीप, यू नो. सो बट इन डिवोटी सर्कल वी शुड नॉट यूज निक नेम्स और शॉर्टकट. दैट इज नॉट रिकमेंडेड. Because This shows that we are reducing our respect. Nicknames and shortcuts are means that there is less respect. Okay? So nickname nahi hona chahiye bhakto ke. Do not praise yourself by telling about your deeds. I did this, see? I did that. Then I went there and I did that. Then I went there. Glorifying. Listen my glories. Saranam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Vishnu Smaranam ke badle Mama Smaranam. Pad Sevanam. No. We should not glorify ourselves. Whom we should glorify? Krishna. We should glorify Krishna's deeds, Krishna's greatness. And learn, no time we should tell about ourselves. Even I have done great, I should not tell about myself. I did this, I did that. Always learn to glorify other devotees for their deeds. Rather than glorifying ourselves, we should glorify other devotees. Oh, Prabhu, you are dancing so nicely. Prabhu, you are serving prasadam so nicely. Thank you very much. I am learning so much from you. Such sentences should come out from our mouth. That is called polite behavior. Then, when somebody praises you, agar aapke koi pratham, somebody is praising you, glorifying you, then in our heart we think, now you have understood my real character. No? Nobody was listening. That's what I wanted to tell earlier. Nobody understood this. You are first person who could understand my heart. That how pure devotee I am. Thank you very much. Please go and tell others also. Kante tu prati janahi. Go and declare to everybody. How great I am. So like that. No, we should not be like that. When somebody praises you, say from the heart, it is all Krishna's mercy. It is all Guru's mercy. I have no qualification. You understand? This should be our mood. So whatever great event if I am doing, this is simply the mercy of the Lord. Mercy of the spiritual master. Mercy of the senior devotees. Otherwise, what I was? I was a fool number one. I was doing all kinds of nonsense activities, meat eating, illicit sex, gambling, intoxication before coming in touch with the devotees. So today I may be doing wonderful things, nice qualities I may be having. This is not my greatness, this is the power of association. So therefore I am not great. Even I am maybe doing so many great things, but I cannot be great. Before coming, where was my greatness? Before coming in Krishna consciousness. So therefore we should give all the credit to our seniors, to our spiritual master, to Srila Prabhupada, to Guru Parampara, to Lord. Rather than telling her, yes, now you have understood my real qualities and you will see more in future. Then don't speak loudly or whisper or giggle during Srimad Bhagavatam class, which may distract the attention of the audience from the speaker. Some people speak loudly, or somebody whispers. Koi dekhta, nahi Prabhuji, thoda important baat tha. Whatever important is, write on the paper and pass it. Don't speak in the class. It disturbs so many people. Never speak in the class. Make a vow that you should not, never speak in the class. It will distract others' attention. When you come to temple, try to render some service by taking instruction from some senior without just standing and watching. Just we come and say, stand and watch, very nice scenery after coming to temple. No, when coming to temple, don't waste even a single moment. Do some service. Like all of you did today, very nice service, cleaning service. So many devotees are engaged in cleaning the seminar hall. So see, it's so clean, nice it is looking by your effort. So wonderful service this is. Some people were putting the bags from all the areas and then putting, because they came and they were seeing that bags are lying here and there. Somebody is giving bag here, somebody is giving that corner, somebody is keeping that corner, somebody is keeping on top of that almari. somebody is giving here, somebody is giving inside this. No? Because nobody knows where to keep bags. Actually for bag we have the place, that already we have put that on the slab, no? Whenever you come, you keep your bag only one place, there only. Not every whole seminar will be filled with bags only. Bags and bottles. It looks so dirty. Isn't it? So, and many devotees I see, they come here. Eh? So today all have done very wonderful service. Isn't it? So I expect that every day before counseling class, there should be 15 minutes cleaning, maha cleaning. Seminar, all cleaning. Eh? Everybody is ready? So everybody should, those who have completed their rounds, yes, that is very important. Without completing rounds, no service. First service to chant our 16 rounds, then any service. But those who have completed their rounds, they should come and clean the seminar hall. This is the service. And no, don't waste time. If you have free time, then sit in the circle, collect 4 or 5 devotees, take Prabhupada books, read and discuss. Isn't it? Not sitting and doing prajalpa. Or sitting and talking nonsense. No. Even 5 minutes you have time is to sit and do. When you are chanting also, suppose 5 devotees are there, their rounds are left. Somebody is chanting in that corner. No, sit and chant together. यहाँ पे बैठ बैठ जाइए. एक वहाँ पे जब कर रहा है, घूम के चल रख के कर रहा है, कोई इधर नहीं, साथ में बैठ के जब करना है. इट्स वेरी गिव्स डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ कल्चर, एटमोसफियर, वाइब्रेशन, दैट विल हेल्प यू मोस्ट. सो दैट इज द कल्चर. सो नेवर वेस्ट ए सिंगल मोमेंट इन द टेम्पल. एंड देन डोंट पिक अप एनी क्वारल्स विथ एनी फेलो डिवोटीज, इवन इफ दे कमिट मिस्टेक. झगड़ा तो वैष्णव का धर्म ही नहीं है. झगड़ा नाम का कोई चीज ही नहीं है वैष्णव समाज में. अगर झगड़ा हो रहा है तो तुरंत आप मंदिर से बाहर चले जाओ, अगर आपको झगड़ा करना है तो. द क्वारल इज फॉर द पीपुल ऑफ कलियुगा, नॉट फॉर द वैष्णवाज. दैट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. लर्न टू फॉरगिव एंड फॉरगेट और सॉर्ट इट आउट पोलाइटली विद द हेल्प ऑफ द टीचर. सो डोंट ट्राई टू लर्न फाइट ऑन द स्मॉल थिंग्स. Don't play mridangam or kartal without being asked to during kirtan session. कभी कभी आते हैं लोग अपने आप मृदंग करताल उठाते, वो मैच नहीं कर रहा है दूसरे से, फिर भी बजाते हैं. नो, यू शुड प्ले वेन वी आर आस्क्ड फॉर. इफ योर बीट्स गो ऑफ ट्रैक, तभी बजाते रहते हैं, उनको पता ध्यान ही नहीं है कि क्या चल रहा है. उधर कोई उधर गा रहा है कुछ और ट्यून में, इधर कोई और ट्यून में गा रहा है, कोई कुछ और बजा रहा है अपना. सबका अलग अलग ट्रैक है, एवरीबॉडी डिफरेंट ट्रैक. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल, इफ यू डोंट नो, वी शुड नॉट प्ले. एंड इवन इफ यू आर आस्क्ड टू प्ले, दैट टाइम यू शुड बी वेरी केयरफुल टू मैच विद द बीट्स, अदरवाइज इट विल डिस्ट्रैक्ट अदर्स अटेंशन एंड द कीर्तन विल बिकम महाकीर्तन. इफ सम ऑफ योर डिवोटी फ्रेंड्स, if your beats go off track, the music may be spoiled and audience may feel bad. If some of your devotee friends visit you at your house, give them opportunity for singing first, then singing yourself. Suppose मान लीजिए कोई आपके घर पे गया, तो उनको दिखाना नहीं है कि देखो मैं कितना अच्छा गाता हूँ. हैं? No. Always guests should be given preference. Like in your bass. हैं? When the senior devotee comes or some other bass devotee comes, then you should give them opportunity to sing. Isn't it? Rather than I am singing Mangal Arati and all these things, we should invite others, guests. Like in our temple, if some guest comes, then we give them opportunity to sing. You have seen? If Maharaj or somebody comes, then they sing. Then don't use other devotees' beads and have your own beads. Don't take away other devotees' chappals or shoes. दूसरे का चप्पल और जूता, एक उनका गायब हो गया जो चप्पल यहाँ से, उनका बन बिहारी प्रभु का. लास्ट संडे ही चप्पल वॉज नॉट हियर, मिसिंग. ही सेड आई हैव लॉस्ट 2-3 एंड मेनी पीपल हैव लॉस्ट मेनी अनलिमिटेड चप्पल्स फ्रॉम राधा पासाथी मंदिर. लास्ट सम पीपल गो टू द एक्सट्रीम. यू ऑल मैन, हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू नो, आई डोंट नो. लास्ट संडे 30,000 रुपीज वेर स्टोलन फ्रॉम सेमिनार हॉल. Yes. in that rack, na top rack. Somehow Ramadhan Prabhu left it by mistake and it was locked. But unfortunately key was kept in the daraj. And somebody came and he took the key from the daraj and he was very smart fellow. And he opened the door and he took the money, even one paise he took. So what to speak of chappal? So many things they want, people take, and they are devotee, peering kantimala. He was caught. Now we have got the money back by mercy of Krishna, because he did not know that somebody is watching. Yes. So he did not know that now the temple is not like earlier. Everywhere there is camera set, and you don't know where is camera. You understand? Everywhere there is camera, each area is being observed and recorded. So after 3 days we went. Therefore we don't, I was also not having any intention. I said no problem. Aram se karenge, pakdenge isko. And we went and we watched the recording and we caught the person. And he could not deny. Then we brought him and then we asked that, just you give the money back, that's all. So he gave the money. So therefore be careful now, because everything is being observed. And if you steal anything, we can caught very easily. So anybody who steals, chappal bhi lenge. Okay? So tell, inform others also that why unnecessarily you are getting bad name for a small greed, small things. When earlier our IOF center was in there in 12A, every day there had, he came, Milan Prabhu came the first time, 500 rupees was stolen from his pant. And photo also, photo of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, somebody took, you know. So like that. Many, every day there had been theft. But now I am very strict about that. If somebody is caught, and I called police also. And Ram Bhadra Prabhu gave him 3-4 slaps, you know, hard slaps. I said him to give that. He was not accepting. I said him that he will not accept. When he will come, na? He will not accept, therefore give 2-3 slaps. And then he gave slap, then he accepted that he has stolen. So we can go to any extreme to catch the thief. Because Prabhupada also has said that a scorpion and snakes, in Srimad Bhagavatam he said, they should not be shown mercy. They are very strict. If anybody does such activity, he must be punished to set example for others. That day we were sitting taking prasadam and IIT boys were there. They went to wash hands and by the time he came back, his mobile was missing. Somebody took away mobile. And then after 3 days, Nitin Prabhu's mobile was taken away, theft, stolen by from the prasadam hall. So I am very strict now. And if somebody is caught, then we are going to beat him. Room mein band karke marenge. Yes. They think that we are devotees, so we are not going to do anything. No. It's not like that. We are devotees for devotees, but very strict for the thieves and very strict. Mouth marenge. So that's what here is mentioned. Be careful. Because money is very dangerous and things. Don't take, and I am going to put the notice also. Now we are going to put all the bases, we are going to put this notice. In notice that this has happened and people should be careful telling in the temple. And therefore I am telling all of you also that don't give any of your belongings. Why to take risk? Don't bring, you know, very costly things to temple, like 15,000, 30,000 mobile. And if you bring, keep it always with yourself. Don't leave in some corner or go. Okay? What is the need of bringing so much money to the temple? Keep 50, 60 rupees which is needed, that's all. No, don't bring any costly things. MP3 players, everything keep in your pocket if you go somewhere. Okay? Don't leave anything. Why to give chance for others to commit offense? Like that. Okay. So, wear only your own shoes. We should never wear others' dresses, chappals. We should never use others' toothbrush, soaps, towels, etc. Also, you all don't put your clothes, you know, clothes outside, because this is a museum area, very sensitive area, and very neat and clean area. Na? If you put your towels and other things outside, it looks very bad, odd. And even if you put by before 9:30, you have to take it out inside. Keep it inside. नहीं तो बाहर से आने लग बाहर के लोग आते हैं ना उनके लिए इतना सुंदर बनाया गया है म्यूजियम को एंड वहाँ पे आप अपना टॉवल लटका दिया है कि नहीं उतना अच्छा चैतन्य महाप्रभु का अंदर से देख के आए और बाहर से आपका चड्डी दिख रहा है उस गेट से आते ही सबसे पहला नजर पड़ेगा चड्डी और टॉवल पे इट लुक्स सो ऑड ना सो यू ऑल शुड कीप इन साइड और इवन इफ यू पुट बिफोर 9:30 पीपल स्टार्ट कमिंग बिफोर दैट उसको समेट लेना है कीप इट इन साइड इसलिए हम लोग ला के रखे वहाँ पे आलोक प्रभु लाए आलोक प्रभु लेके आए वहाँ से तो इज देन डोंट यूज अदर डिवोटीज बीड्स टूथब्रश टॉवेल सोप ऑल दिस थिंग्स इफ यू हैव ओनली वन केक इज अनदर थिंग इफ यू हैव वन केक एंड टू अदर फ्रेंड्स आर विथ यू डू नॉट ईट द होल केक अलोन शेयर इट विथ your friends and then eat it. Don't eat the prasadam before Mahaprasad prayers are chanted. Yani prasad mein shuru ho gaya. No. Mahaprasade Govinde chant karne ke baad hi prasad lena hai. Don't grab some sweet item or something else from your friend's plate and make him cry. You should not become pratikshana sadhan lodupasya. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. No, we should have control, sense control. Even in the name of Maha Mahaprasad, we should not grab from others' plate. Some will say, Maha Mahaprasad hai, leke khate hai. No, such behavior is not impolite. It comes under, if somebody is not agreeing, then you should not disturb him. Understand? Not, don't force anybody. If during dancing your body hits another devotee, touch your hand to his body and then touch it to your head to express sorry. And dance very carefully so that others should not get hurt. You should not come in ecstasy and then 3-4 people should go in the hospital because of your ecstasy. No, we should be very careful. Like one day Mohan Prabhu was complaining that somebody stamped on my leg. He's a temple president. Out of ecstasy of dancing, somebody stamped on his leg, stepped over his leg, and he was having so much pain. So we should not be so ecstatic in dancing. We should be careful looking around. That is the polite behavior. During dancing, be mindful of others around you. Don't close your eyes and revolve with your arms outstretched as it may damage the chin of others or make spectacles fly or it may affect their eyes. Be graceful while dancing, not wild or insensitive. Be sensitive to spiritual items like bead bag, Bhagavad Gita book, etc. and do not keep them on floor. Okay, usko niche nahi rakhna hai. Sensitive items. Sabko farsh pe nahi rakhna hai. Jahan pe hum apna pair rakhte hain, वहाँ पे बीट बैग और भगवद गीता ये सब नहीं रखना है वेर एवर वी कीप आवर फिट दैट प्लेस वी शुड नॉट कीप सीक्रेट आइटम्स डू नॉट थ्रो देम फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू अनदर लाइक ए बॉल यहाँ से भगवद गीता उठा के प्रभु जी आपको भगवद गीता चाहिए थोड़ा भगवद गीता दीजिएगा हाँ हाँ देता हूँ मेरा बीट बैग देंगे थोड़ा हाँ हाँ देता हूँ ना No, we have to be careful. That's what it does mean. Don't kick anything, even a sitting chatai, with your leg. If somebody wants it, take it in your hand and give it politely to them. Chatai bhi pada hua hai, chatai lag gaya thoda, jaise par ke, just like playing football. Eh? Just like we are in football ground. You should not do like that. You should take in the hand, hold it, then go and hand it over to him. Is it okay? It's very common sense to understand. Don't catch other devotees' feet or legs trying to take dust from their feet. Some devotees, one in DC college, Delhi College of Engineering, one new boy came and asked our devotee, Prabhuji, what is the best way to advance in devotional service? One new person came to ask me. So our devotee said, Prabhuji, if you take the dust from the lotus feet of a Vaishnava, then you are going to get delivered from the cycle of birth and death. Or you should take his remnants, Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad kya hota hai? Uska jhutha khana padega. Wo dusre din se class mein aana band kar diya. Very fast advancement. Kuch jyada hi fast ho gaya. Isn't it? So we should be careful. Don't catch other devotees' feet or legs trying to take dust from their feet with the motive of simply giving trouble to them or ridiculing. In our ashram, two brahmacharis, like new bhaktas. So they were trying to take dust from their lotus feet. And one was trying to take, another was not trying to give. And therefore they were fighting, and then one fell down and he broke his head. It was bleeding. And another broke his leg, and the leg was also bleeding. What is the use of such taking such dust? I am telling real incident. You all don't think that this is imaginary. This is a real incident. I was surprised to see so many scenes, you know, that this also can happen. While taking dust from the lotus feet, you break the lotus feet. No sincere devotee will want to trouble other devotees. Don't touch the feet of brahmacharis or sannyasis without their permission while offering obeisances to them. Many devotees does this. They go and touch the feet of Maharaj. First we have to ask the permission. It's offensive. Prabhupada also did not allow everybody. Lord Chaitanya did not allow to touch his lotus feet to anybody. Lord himself set example. We should not mercy de dijiye Prabhuji. Arey mercy mil gaya Prabhu Maharaj ka par charan chhu liye. Aaj mercy mil gaya. No. Mercy usse nahi milta hai. Mercy comes by following the instructions. And when we follow the instructions, then the spiritual master himself put his lotus feet on our head when he is pleased with our service attitude. Then he will put his feet on our head when he becomes pleased. Then that mercy will come. First become qualified to get the mercy by following the instruction. And then be kind to your juniors who are upcoming devotees. Encourage them in their Krishna consciousness by appreciating them and helping them. Juniors jo aate hain, unko encourage karna hai. Yani, are, us pada prasadam seva karna hai. Are, tune plate mein touch kara diya, chal hat. Pata nahi kahan se aaja. Nahi, aisa nahi karna hai. Are, wah, usko, usse mein nahi bolna hai kuch. उनको बुलाना है किनारे बुलाना है और बहुत अच्छा सर्विस किया आपने अरे वाह पहले दिन आए और आप इतना ज़्यादा सेवा कर दिया ऐसा बहुत कम लोग होते हैं ऐसे बोलना चाहिए हैं यू आर सो नाइस यू कैन एडवांस वेरी क्विकली इन कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस एंड देन यू कैन टेल एंड वन मोर थिंग आई वुड लाइक टू टेल यू नो दैट व्हेन आई केम फर्स्ट टाइम आई डिड वन मिस्टेक दैट आई वॉज ऑल्सो सर्विंग लाइक यू And I, by mistake, I touched my serving spoon in the plate. So one devotee came to me and said that you should not touch your serving spoon. So usko directly na bolke kya bolna hai? Apne ko bolna hai. Then he will understand. Therefore, we should not touch our spoon to the plate. Somebody is eating. See how we are saying the same thing. Are andha idhar aa. Hai ki nahi? नहीं किस तरह से कहना है दैट इज़ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. नहीं नहीं कि जूनियर है तो आप उसको डांटो. नो हाउ टू से सो ही शुड फील इंस्पायर्ड इन डिवोशनल सर्विस. आर यू आर गिविंग क्लास एंड समबडी इज टेलिंग आंसर, ही इज ट्राइंग हिज बेस्ट टू आंसर, सो डोंट रिजेक्ट. अरे नहीं नहीं गलत बोलता है तू, तू मत बोल गलत बोल. नहीं ऐसे नहीं बोलना है. ओ वेरी गुड. हैं बट एनी बडी एल्स ऑल्सो वुड लाइक टू एड समथिंग. दिस पोलाइट बिहेवियर. ये नहीं गया गलत है. नहीं नहीं आपको आता नहीं, गलत बोल दिया तुमने. नहीं इनकरेज एवरीबॉडी. यू हैव टू इनकरेज इवन इफ ही इज स्पीकिंग ही इज ट्राइंग हिज बेस्ट. इनकरेज एंड यू कैन ऐड अपॉन दैट और यू कैन से यू कैन वेरी हम्बली यू कैन अल्टर द मीनिंग्स. डोंट टू बी काइंड योर जूनियर्स. नेवर टेक सर्विसेज फ्रॉम देम बाई डोमिनेटिंग देम. जबरदस्ती उनसे सर्विस नहीं लेना है. वी हैव टू इंस्पायर देम नॉट डोमिनेट देम. And then when you travel with devotees and if place is less, जाते हैं बस में रथ यात्रा या कहीं होता है तो when you travel with devotees and if place is less, volunteer to offer your seat to senior devotees. ये नहीं कि आप बैठे हुए सीनियर डिवोटी खड़े हैं. नो वी शुड गिव देम सीट एंड वी शुड स्टैंड. दैट इज एटिकेट. बहुत लोगों क्या होता है पहले से सीट रिजर्व कर लेते हैं, रिजर्वेशन हो जाता है. No, if you one hour if you stand, then you are not going to get going to die. But if senior is standing and you are sitting, means that you are losing the mercy. Devotional service means tapasya. So tapasya करना है ना. We have to learn to do tapasya. थोड़ा खड़ा रह के जाएंगे ठीक है, तपस्या करेंगे but Krishna will be happy, please. So last is homework. Okay? So everybody should do. Write few incidences in a few sentences that you practically witnessed where somebody behaved first politely and second impolitely. Anything you write and you give it to me so that I can add him in my list. 24 is already there list. अभी भी 24 का discuss कर दिया ना. 24. अब आप लोग देंगे तो कुछ और add करेंगे इसको और लंबा बनाएंगे. जितना लंबा list होगा उतना अच्छा है. Practical experience है. So you, when you find somebody, somewhere you feel that somebody is very polite to you, note it down. Oh, this is nice. I should also be like that. And somebody is impolite, that also we should note. Oh, very bad. I should not be like that. And you all can put in your notebook and show it to me. Okay. Thank you very much. Anybody has any question? Yes. Which time? That's why we are discussing. By doing hearing. By hearing and practicing, that's why we are discussing here. It's not difficult because we don't know, therefore it becomes difficult. अभी आप एक जान गए ना तो फिर आप उसको लाने का प्रयास करेंगे, है कि नहीं? So like that. But ignorance जो है, most of the mistakes we do because we don't know. We don't know, we don't want to do, but we don't know. That's why these classes we are taking so that you all should be aware of the various intricate relationship between the devotees. Okay? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari.